From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, Florida, Hurricane Charley, and the insurance industry. First, the lead, Texas. That's where President Bush today says a veterans group that sponsors ads criticizing the war record of his rival presidential candidate, John Kerry, should stop those ads. The president, speaking at his ranch in Crawford, Texas, praised Senator Kerry's service in the Vietnam War.
I think Senator Kerry served admirably. And he ought to be proud of his record. But the question is who best to lead the country in the war on terror.
Over the weekend, Senator Kerry accused the Bush campaign of improperly coordinating with this group that calls itself Swift Boat Veterans for Truth. And the group has repeatedly Mr. Kerry repeatedly called on the president to denounce those ads. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, what did the president say exactly about the anti-Kerry ads?
The president repeatedly referred to all 527 ads, and people should be absolutely forgiven for wondering what he's talking about. Most people don't speak in this shorthand the way people in politics in Washington, D.C. do, but a 527 group is a group organized under a certain part of the Internal Revenue Code, 527 section, that governs their tax-exempt status and also determines what they can do in terms of raising money and using it in political terms. These groups have risen up in the aftermath of McCain-Feingold and become the place where people who want to spend a lot of money on ads, who are not candidates, who are not political parties, can have their say, whomever they may be. Whether it's MoveOn.org, which has been attacking President Bush all year long, or whether it's a group like the Swift Boat Veterans that's been attacking Kerry. The president says there should be no more 527 ads, period.
The thing about these 527 groups, they can run these ads, but it's absolutely forbidden that they talk to the people on whose behalf they're running the ads. So the anti-Kerry people can't talk to the Bush campaign, and the anti-Bush people can't talk to the Kerry campaign, and that's kind of what's at issue in Senator Kerry's response to this ad, saying that the president actually had something to do with it.
Or at the very least that the president was standing back and allowing it to happen, using these people to, as the candidate said, do his dirty work. The president said today, as he has said many times, there should be no 527 ads against Kerry or against the president. But there was one small change in what the president said. In a moment that was unscripted, clearly in response to a question, the president said, in response to the question, do you mean the Swift Boats ad? He said, I mean that ad, and I mean all the 527 ads. Up until today, he had always made the distinction of saying, I mean all 527 ads, and had never allowed himself to be pinned down to specifically disapproving of this particular ad.
Do you think there's any sign yet which presidential candidate has emerged over the last week when this story has been in the news so much? Who's winning on this?
Well, clearly it's not a good thing for John Kerry to have everyone debating the nature of his service that he won medals for, or to be talking again about the controversial testimony he gave about atrocities by American troops in Vietnam. These are points that could be real vulnerability points with certain voters, particularly veterans of that war and other wars. So it's not good for John Kerry that this is on everyone's tongue at the moment. On the other hand, clearly President Bush is trying to hold the whole thing at arm's length today, and if he thinks he's benefiting from it, he's also apparently aware that there could be a downside.
Ron, thank you. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.